the war on terror is costing the government billions. So this weekend, President Bush says he is rescinding expected pay raises for federal workers. We'll have more on that story in the next half hour of All Things Considered. The conflict also means that members of the National Guard are spending extra time working for the government. They normally serve one weekend a month, plus a couple of weeks in the summer. But reporter Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting found one group of weekend warriors deployed for 6 months in Egypt's Sinai Desert.
The jagged mountains of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula rise up from sprawling dunes. This is the desert where the Israelites wandered for 40 years after escaping the Pharaoh. More recently, Egypt and Israel have fought three wars here. But in the 23 years since the two countries made peace, condos, casinos, and palatial resorts have spread along the Red Sea coast at the desert's edge. Here in the town of Sharm el-Sheikh, the only shooting to be heard is that of some National Guard soldiers practicing at a firing range. 19-year-old Paul Sapien, dressed in full desert camouflage, is honing his marksmanship skills. Apart from military training, his other role here is as a lifeguard on the Red Sea. That, he says, gives him time to appreciate the natural beauty of the Sinai.
Well, we live right here on a natural coral bed. All this area is all coral. And this is rated number one places in the world to go scuba diving. So it's very beautiful. We get to do a lot of swimming. So we get to see a lot of the wildlife in the area. It's a job, but I couldn't ask for a better vacation.
It's not a difficult military mission. The National Guard is here to observe and document any possible military activity by Egypt or Israel. American troops have led a small international force here since 1982. But last year, the deployment was taken over by the Guardsmen. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Kramer, a Guard commander, never thought weekend warriors would end up on a mission halfway around the world.
I thought it was possible if we went to war, but it wasn't even a possibility 10 years ago. It would have never occurred to anybody. So this is a big step. This is a huge step.
It was a huge step for Second Lieutenant Paul Dyer. To come on this deployment, Dyer suspended his college education and put off his wedding for a year. Sheltering under a narrow watchtower to avoid a sudden desert downpour, Dyer says he signed up for the National Guard after 3 years in the regular army.
Joined the Guard because I kind of missed it a little bit, and turns out I've almost been deployed more with the Guard than I have been with the active duty, so it's not what I expected at all. It's a lot more.
The Sinai mission lasts a total of 9 months, counting military training in Colorado. It's a long time for Michael Meyer to be away from five children in Grants Pass, Oregon, a small logging town near the California border. Right now, he's manning the National Guard Camp Gym. At 37, Meyer is one of the oldest soldiers here. Back home, he has a new grandson he's never seen.
I have had photos of him, but I had a chance to go home on leave before we left Colorado, but I chose not to because I was afraid if I did, it would have been much harder to say goodbye. So I decided to wait until I get home, and that way I can really cherish my grandson more.
Back in Grants Pass, Meyer's wife, Janet, is not only supporting the family on her own, she's also filling in for her husband on the factory line at a metal parts plant. She misses her husband.
We kind of talked about it, you know, in case something like this would happen. We've had discussed it before. But living it and discussing it are like two different things.
After 20 years in the National Guard, Janet and Michael Meyer are beginning to talk about whether he's served his country long enough. Still, Michael Meyer says despite the hardship, he'll probably sign up again.
During this time, we're all kind of going through another rethinking of realizing, okay, this isn't a weekend drill. We can't, you know, we're not going to drill for like 2 days and then get to go home. This one here, we're stuck here. We have to live here. We have to learn to get along.
This change in time commitment concerns General Alexander Bergen, who heads up the Oregon Division of the National Guard.
I don't want to create an environment in which those people won't stay in the Guard.
Since 9/11, Bergen says he's provided his troops for security at airports, the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and at military bases in Europe and Saudi Arabia. And he worries that deploying part-time soldiers on so many full-time missions may turn potential National Guard applicants away.
It isn't that they can't do it, don't want to do it. It's the unknown nature. It's how often can you go back to the well? how often will an employer, especially a small employer, be patriotic, I suppose is the right word, but in a giving mood to allow this person to continue to miss 6 months here, 6 months there?
Members of the Oregon National Guard end their deployment in Egypt in January. After that, National Guard troops from Oklahoma take over the mission. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.